Hello. I decided to add yet another parameter to this 20 slides, 20 seconds, and I'm adding 20 years because I think I represent the upper end of age in this panel. Okay, this is my Stations of the Cross that I did in 1988. You're going to see work from 88 to 2008. This is three of the 14 paintings done at the diminutive scale of 34 by 30, which is exactly 50% of Barnett Newman's original size. Grand Fury was an AIDS activist collective. People were dropping dead left and right. The government was completely silent. What happens when a marginalized community represents itself? Our mandate was to take direct action to end the AIDS crisis. The tag. Pussy Beaver Cunt. One arena of subjugation and exclusion was art history, or more explicitly, the myth of the master. Reflected through history's canon of painting, Malevich's black squares are referenced here. By the introduction of content into this silent form, I was playing with the revelation of art's mute power. Grand Fury, the Venice Biennale, 1990. Grand Fury was not an art collective. The left panel reads, "The truth is not in condoms or clean needles. These are lies. Good morality is good medicine." Crash and Burn, exhibition at Metro Pictures, 1991. An excerpt from a statement I gave on minimalism at the Whitney, moderated by Anna Chave. "Through the gleaming glass he can be seen. The father lies in state. The reality of what he was dims in the blinding power of what he has become. The words are formed but not uttered, spoken but not heard. His words are stolen, they return mimicked, reflected. He giggles. Mimesis struggles against the authentic voice. The master, discourse pumped through his veins." Irony and its rhetorical posture brought color to his cheeks. "Oh, culture, you are death and life. To destroy the discursive mechanism is not a simple undertaking. How can we introduce ourselves into such a tightly woven, systematic, subversive repetition, or perhaps appropriation by identification? Mr. Lacan, your fragments of ordinary discourse are here, the implicit violence of authority, the legacy of minimal art." According to Tom Kalin, a fellow Grand Fury member, squeezing flesh into words, Marlene attempts to unbraid the knot of language's power, that blatant bind which frames all speech as a mechanism of patriarchal power. Marlene was tired of dependency upon reflexive critique and thus dependency upon the master, the oppressor. Marlene became enraged that her gestures were seen as perpetual irony, an endless and repetitive imitation of the privilege attached to a dick. She stole clothing from the shopping mall. She took drugs. She fucked who she wanted. And one day, finished with the tract houses, the curfews and surveillance, the unwanted competition with mother and father, Marlene Olive abandoned fantasy for murder. These drawings that you're going to see, they all range, they're all at least 8 feet tall. Some of them are 10, 12 feet tall. They're all mural size. This is the beginning of a series of girls who, in a desperate and tragic attempt to liberate themselves from the oppression of the domestic, killed their mothers and sometimes the entire family. Karen Aparo, August 5th, 1987. Karen was a good student and an expert violinist. On August 5th, 1987, her mother's body was found under a highway overpass. She was wearing a nightgown and had been strangled with a pair of pantyhose. This is one of a four-part mural series made in 1999 to 2001. With silent Shanda in the trunk, hope guided them to a deserted country road. In a frozen ditch, the four girls opened the trunk to disfigured and profusely bleeding Shanda. They killed her and drove off. This is Chuck, Jim, Marlene, December 21st, 1974. In my drawings, I see primarily three post-war logics at work. The durational performance of the event or the action, the reproducibility of the image, and the use of language. Clara Jane Schwartz, one of three drawings from the cycle Planned Assassination. The death of Robert M. Schwartz was a planned assassination. His daughter Clara Jane Schwartz had him put to death. On December 10th, 2001, Dr. Schwartz was found face down with an X carved into the back of his neck. He had been stabbed with a 2-foot sword. In the act of drawing, a subordination of the gestural inventive capacities to simple quasi-mechanical functions of rendering and transcribing encourages a bodily merging of maker and object in ways unavailable to technologically mediated forms. This is 2006 to 2007. Clara Beth Borden. Brought up in a conservative Christian household, Clara Beth was homeschooled. Jesus was first on her MyPage list of interest. She was baptized in a backyard hot tub by her father. Kara and her sister were given diamond chastity rings, symbolizing a pledge to their father to remain sexually chaste until marriage. On Sunday morning, the 13th of November 2005, Kara's parents were found murdered inside their home. Okay, back to language, but beyond humanity. Human, what's an insult? Gorilla, think devil dirty. Human, what's a stove? Gorilla, cook with. Human, what's an injury? Gorilla, there, bite, motions to a cut on her hand. Human, what is crazy? Gorilla, trouble surprise. When do people say darn? Gorilla, work obnoxious. Human, what can you think of that's hard? Gorilla, rock, pause, work. That's it.